USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump toured the border and parts of his 30-foot wall Friday in California.
Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom denounced the president's comments about getting rid of the U.S. asylum system, saying such rhetoric disregards what it means to be an American. The president said he thought Newsom's views were unrealistic.
Governor Newsom honestly is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California. They don't want that. They want to be secure. They want to be safe. And not only asylum, but many other things.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Boeing is cutting production as it works to get its faulty planes back in the air. KIRO reporter Heather Bosch.
Boeing is cutting production of its 737 MAX from 52 airplanes down to 42 per month starting mid-April. The company says it now knows the deadly Lion Air and Ethiopian airline crashes were caused by a, quote, chain of events, but both had something to do with its anti-stall MCAS system. Analyst Richard Abulafia says this is going to take more than a simple software fix.
You know, right now, just don't think they have enough information, and there's too many pieces in the equation for them to keep going at that pace.
Boeing says employment should not be affected. Heather Bosch, Seattle.
A New York City man who was charged with murder after a friendly fire death involving a policeman says the shooting stemmed from a prank that went wrong. Christopher Ranson says they were staging a fake holdup with a fake gun at a T-Mobile store when the shooting happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The new jobs report is looking pretty good. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
After a dismal February performance when it added only around 20,000 jobs, the U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March. President Trump spoke to reporters as he was leaving the White House Friday morning.
The economic numbers just came out. They're very, very good. Our country's doing unbelievably well.
That jobs report showing the unemployment rate remained steady last month at 3.8%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden addressed his touching scandal at a forum with union workers. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Following a speech to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Biden talked to reporters about his offhand comments and said he knows he has a responsibility.
I literally think it is incumbent upon me, I think everybody else, to make sure that if you embrace someone, if you touch someone, it's with their consent, regardless of your intentions. Even if you're trying to bring solace, if you're trying to welcome them, and it's my responsibility to do that.
On stage after he embraced Lonnie Stevenson, the male president of the International Brotherhood, Biden told his audience, "I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie." The quip on Friday was met with cheers from the largely male audience that represented the sort of blue-collar, white workers Biden supporters hope he can win back from the president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.